God is tension. Bible tells me that the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is the same spirit that's going to get us out the grave. Without the Holy Ghost, you ain't going to have no power to get out of that grave. Everybody got all types of insurance policy, but the biggest insurance you could get purchased tonight, and it's free, and that's the Holy Ghost. Can the church say amen? Will there be one tonight? Will there be one tonight? Want to reconsider the way you've been living? Will there be one to want to rededicate their lives to God? Would you come?
I'll give you my heart. I'll give you my soul.
Will there be one tonight?
I'll give you my mind. I surrender.
Well, we're going to go another route, and you still have time. Will there be one here tonight that needs deliverance? Come on up. Will there be one? Come on up, somebody that assisted this.
I surrender. I'll give you my heart.
The devil tried to attack this sister before, as soon as she came into church.
I'll give you.
How many knows that the devil's mad when you come to church? He don't
I'll
like it.
Give you my mind. And I surrender.
I'll give you, my
you believe God's able to do this? Raise your hands. He's going to set you free tonight. Thank God. I want you to put all of
us. I'll give you my mind.
I want some believers in here to believe. She says she want to be free of all the Satan's devices tonight. Everybody raise your hands up here as God free this sister tonight. Father, right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, loose your hope right now in the name of Jesus. That's it. Come out. In the name of Jesus. Loose her right now. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Come on. Come on. Come on. Get the victory. Victory is yours.
I'll give you my soul. Oh, Lord. I give you my mind. Right now, Jesus.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good afternoon. You've just tuned into the Starlight Baptist Church of Marksville, Louisiana radio broadcast with host Pastor Reverend Van Jones. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Come on, clap your hands.
In my
life. I'm always excited about the word of the Lord. Amen. It has power in the word of God. Amen. Only if you believe. Power in the word of God. Amen. In the book of Isaiah, the 54th chapter, 1 verse 17, should be on our screen as we stand able to read this together. Amen. Isaiah 54, verse 17. Amen. Right there on our screen. Amen. All right. Let's read. Thou shalt condemn. This is the inheritance of thy servant of the Lord, and thy righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Amen. Thank you. Amen. This morning, my brothers and sisters, we're going to talk about it just won't work. It just won't work. Amen. You look at it again. It says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Otherwise, you're saying it just won't work. It just won't work for a child of God. Amen. You know, we look at this, we quote this, but are you really standing on the promise of God? Are you really standing on the word of God? You got to really stand and believe what the words say. And you got to step, even if you got to do it by yourself. I tell Satan, it just won't work. Amen. I don't care what I'm going through, what weapon they form, throw at me, how they say, what they talk, it just won't work. Amen. Now, maybe it may work for you, but it's not going to work for me. Why? Because I'm standing on the word of God, and I'm going to stand because the devil will make you believe some things. You may be burdened down. You may be going through something. Amen. But you got to look at it, the devil's day in the eye, and tell that devil it won't work. I know you're trying to discourage me. I know you're trying to steal my faith. I know you're trying to make me believe, where is the God? Amen. But he's still right there. But it's not going to work, Satan. I'm going to stand on the promise. I don't care if it's 2, 3, 4, 8, 10 years from now. I'm going to still believe it won't work. It may work for you, but it ain't going to work for me. Amen. Because look what he's saying, no weapon. We need to look at it real good because, you know, we got a habit of quoting things, but we don't believe in the word of God. We got to stand on it and believe in it. Hmm? And look, the prophet Isaiah delivered a message from God about restoring of Jerusalem after its destruction by the Babylonian. But the Lord promised a future day when the city will be more glorious than ever. God's people will return to their land and live there without fear. Whenever we're going to live in this land without fear, I believe it's going to happen. Every time you turn around, you look around, something is going on. And seem like we can't go outside, seem like you don't know what's going on. We fear, but God is telling to tell you, amen, it just won't work. We don't have to live in fear. We got to live in promise, live in hope, and believe that God is able to see us through. God promised, and I believe, I'm crazy enough to believe his promise. God promises that, amen? God promised that to his people, to Jerusalem, that no enemy will be able to produce successfully weapon against them, against God's people. Mm-mm. The God who created everything also has the power to protect us, if you believe that, to protect us, huh? He can promise that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. It won't succeed. It won't succeed. Because you look back in verse 16, God is in charge. He's in charge, huh? He's the one who created the weapon. He's in control, huh? So whatever weapon is vested against God's people is destined to be destroyed. You hear what I'm saying? It's trained to be destroyed. You and I are attacked to be destroyed. You and I are attacked by the enemy. Yes, we are. Every day we are attacked by the enemy. Don't ever let nobody make you believe you are not attacked by the enemy. Long as you live on this earth, you're going to be attacked by the enemy. And sometimes your enemy can be the same one in the household with you. Sometimes could be, amen, your own color. Sometimes could be your own family. You're going to be attacked by the enemy, but you ought to understand that it just won't work. I don't care what they try, what they do. You ought to look back to the word of God and say, it just won't work. It could be Satan attacking our health. You know, Satan attacked our help. Yes, you do. He did it to Job. He attacked Job with help. Souls involved, all popped up. Do y'all know the Bible? Just me and here know the Bible? Popped up on Job. Job didn't act for that. Job suffered. But then Job kept the faith. Amen. You got to learn to keep the faith. I don't care what you're going through. Amen. Satan would attack, attacking our health, attacking our children, his faith, attacking the community, this nation, this country. Satan don't care. He attacked. Amen. You remember last month? Our president had this wrestle show, and this man got up and he got through victory talking about Michelle Obama is a man. How stupid can that be? And the president sitting right there never tried to address that. But no weapon, it won't work. Former president built a humongous big library. Everybody showed up there to show him and her how much they are loved. No weapon formed against her. It just won't work. I ain't scared. You think your president would have the nerve to get up and address that, say it's wrong. But then I heard, let me tell you something. We got more on our side than you think. We got more white brothers and sisters on our side than we think. I say this before dinner. I heard a white preacher say this. He said, God put President Donald Trump in office just to expose racism, him and the rest of his clan. I believe that. For God to get the glory. God is exposing him and the people that follow along with him. Y'all ain't got to say amen. Y'all scared? I ain't scared. God can do some miraculous things. Huh? All we got to do is just hold on to God's unchanging hand. Don't fight, but pray. Watch God move. Satan attacked our children's faith. It just won't work. We may suffer temporarily, but not forever. Sometimes this means the Lord take the weapon out of the hand of our enemy. Other times, it means God will allow evil to strike us, but God will not allow evil to prosper. Hear what I say? Instead, he takes this blow and transforms it for his kingdom and for him to get the glory out of what we're going through. It still won't work. Because God would catch it. God would take care of it. God say, you belong to me. White, black, blue, or yellow. If you are washed with the blood of Jesus Christ, God say, I'm not going to let nothing happen to you, but whatever it is, I'm going to protect you. It just won't work for him to get the glory. God will protect his people. Do y'all believe that? Boy, y'all quiet in here just moaning. Y'all quiet in here just moaning. Y'all don't like that kind of teaching, huh? God will protect his people. Amen. He will protect. Let me tell you, otherwise, you don't have to go around scared. God will protect his people. You hear what I'm saying? He will stand on the promise of his word. He will protect his people from criticism. Indeed, every tongue which rise against you in judgment, you shall condemn. Satan learn how lean, how to throw a stone at all of us. Huh? Satan leave no stone unturned against the church of God. He don't care who he throw at. He uses simply, his word is he used not simply the hand, but what is often a sharper weapon is the tongue. That tongue is something else. That tongue is something else. That tongue will destroy. That tongue will defeat if you let it. Amen? Think about it. We can bear a blow sometime, but we cannot endure insult. People insult us, we want to climb the wall. Amen? We're ready to fight, huh? But that was the greatest power in the tongue. We can rise from a blow which smacked us to the ground, but we cannot easily recover from slander. We stop coming to church. When somebody scandalized our name, we stop coming to church. That tongue will make you stop coming to church. But that's the time you ought to come and show the devil you have no power. The old people used to sing a song, the more you talk about me, the more I'm going. Y'all know the story. The more I'm going to bend my knees. What we doing? We not bending our knees. We trying to fight back. We need to fight. What happened to vengeance is mine. I will repay. He didn't tell you to repay. He said vengeance is mine. I lost my amen. That's the problem. We're trying to fight back instead of get down on our knees and let God fight your battle. But we're so easily ready to fight when they put our character down. There is three reasons why it just won't work for us. Three reasons why it won't work. Then I'm going to let you go home and eat your food. Hope y'all ain't to cook. I told you I cook on Saturday. Okay, mine's it done. Three reasons why it won't work. Number one, God's protection is more powerful than the enemy. Do y'all believe that? God's protection is more powerful than the enemy. That's why it won't work. You going around fighting the enemy and you don't know the God you serve. He's more powerful than the enemy. In a world that seemed to be spinning out of control and confronting to know God has promised to protect his people, we may not be on the front line of war, but we all face an enemy who intend to steal, kill, and to destroy. If we let him, we have to look the enemy in the eye and say it just won't work. Tell you crying all the time, whining and crying. The devil don't care how much you cry. He'll cry with you and still beat upon you. He don't care. But we got to learn to look in the eye and say, it won't work, Satan. Why are you crying? You ought to tell the devil, say, I heard the word say, weeping may do for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Amen? Tell the devil, you know, you may come a little while. Don't unpack your bag. Because you can't stay here. There's not enough room for you to stay. Because joy is coming in the morning. I don't care what you're going through. What kind of sickness you go through. It just won't work. You got to stand on the word of God. Because you say, he was wounded for my transgression. Healed. Bruised. It just won't work. You got to land to stand on the word. Amen. God's protection is more powerful than any enemy. Amen. Don't sit there and cry. While you're crying, you ought to go into a praise break. Break out your praise. Start saying, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Trouble don't last always. Oh, some of y'all don't want to pray with me. Some of y'all don't want to pray with me. Say, I'm going to praise you until I can't praise you no more. I'm going to praise him. You got to understand, my brother and sister, look him in the eye, huh? Let me tell you something. Let me tell you, say just one word. God is our refuge, our fortune, strong tower. God in compassion covers us and shield those who make him their refuge. Look at it right there, huh? His presence, the anointing, is a kind of force field of protection, making you inscribable that the devil cannot touch you. You got a shield around you. He may throw it at you, but it's going to bounce. I wish I had somebody with me. It's going to bounce away. Amen? Huh? Make you inaccessible to the enemy. The same force allowed Daniel to survive in the lion's den. That same protection belongs to us today. When you dwell in the secret place of the Most High, you got to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Do you not know the Lord protect you? The Lord got a shield around you. When you walk out of here, when you walk in your home, when you walk in the street, you are shielded by the arm of God. You are shielded by the Holy Spirit. You are shielded by his protection. That's why it won't work. Reason why some of you, the devil walk on you, beat on you, because you are not shielded. You got to learn to take the whole arm of God with you everywhere you go. Not some of it, but the whole arm of God. Do I have anybody here with me? Look at your neighbor and say, it just won't work. It just won't work. Huh? Yeah. I know you're broken down. I know you're hurt. Yeah. I know you lost your job. I know you lost this. I know you lost your health. I know you left your strength. But it just won't work because, let me tell you, it's just a season. Huh? You just gone through something. You just gone through the motion. You just gone to the devil. The devil don't understand. Amen. The devil don't understand. God got a purpose in your life. God is working on you. God is getting you prepared for something bigger. The devil don't understand. The more the devil keep on pressing, the more you ought to keep on praising him. The more you ought to step out in faith and say, it just won't work. I'm going to believe in the word of God. I'm going to keep on pressing. I'm not going to let go. I'm going to hold on. Grab another grip. Don't dare let go. The second thing, reason why it won't work, the second thing is that God's word is a shield over you. That's why it won't work. The word covers you so that no fiery doubts of the devil can penetrate your life. No fiery doubt can penetrate your life. Huh? You hear what I'm saying? Your life, huh? God desires to bless you and surround you with goodness. It's goodness. Amen. His goodness. Anybody know anything about God's goodness? God's mercy? Huh? God's protection? He got a shield around you. He'll protect you. Amen? To always protect you, he does this with his word. That's why you got to have his word 24/7. Don't dare go nowhere without the word. Amen. You ought to bring the word with you like you bring your pocketbook. You ought to bring the word with you like you bring your cell phone. Never leave it home. Bring the word with you. Everybody got a cell phone. You never leave home without it. You ought to do like the American Express card. Never leave home without the word. You'll have the word in you 24/7. So when that devil comes, he said, devil, I see you. I got something for you, devil. Huh? Huh? Great is he that's in me that he that's in the world. I got something in. Huh? Huh? If God be for me, who can be against me? You got to have some word in you, huh? I would not let nothing separate me from the love of. Come on, every somebody talk back to me, huh? You got to have some word in. It just won't work, huh? You got to have some word in you. Huh? You got to have some word in you, huh? Some word, huh? Even though as Christ followers, the Holy Spirit live within you, you still must show you have the shield of faith in place when the devil aimed the fiery dart. You must have the shield of faith. Don't ever leave home without it. Take it with you. Take it with you. Especially the helmet. Got to have that helmet. Because the devil, if he take the mind, he got you. He's a liar. Make sure you got that helmet. Because if you get the mind, he got your soul. Huh? Breastplate. Have all that. The belt. The shoes. Sometimes you got to run away from some sin. Y'all ain't going to talk back to me. Have the shoes. Got to run away from some sin. Don't be man or woman and talking about, I can handle it. You can't handle it by yourself because you're not that powerful. Some sin you got to run. And I mean run. That don't mean you're scared. That means I got the shield of faith. You see, if Samson would have run, he wouldn't have been in trouble. But no, he sat there and he laid in the wrong lap. Y'all don't want to talk back to me. And when you got that shield of protection, God will protect you. He will take care of you. And the sword of the spirit, you got to have that, my brother and sister. Huh? You got to have that, huh? And when you do that, by knowing God's word and standing upon his word, evil will come knocking at your door. Circumcision will knock at your door. Amen? You can look at it in the eye and say, just won't work. But keep your heart fixed on God, on God's word. Hear what I say? Look to his promise. Instead of situation, resist the devil. Take your seat in the refuge of the Most High and stay put. Hold your position. Hold it. God told Moses to tell him, be still. Be still. Some of us don't want to be still. We want to fight every battle. Sometimes you got to be still and watch God work. Watch God fix it for you. Be still. Have the Lord ever fixed anything for anybody in here? Have the Lord ever fought your battle? Have the Lord ever made a way out of no way? Some of you are going through some stuff right now. But all you got to do is just be still and let God work it out, huh? That tragedy you're going through, huh? That divorce you're going through, that misfit you're going through, just be still. Yeah? That sickness you're going through, just be still and let God fight. Yeah? But if you fight, amen, both of y'all can't fight. You and God can't fight. Amen, let God fight your battle. Amen, God's arm is bigger and better and powerful than your arm. Let him work it out. Let him work it out. Amen. Be still. Hold your position. Even under pressure. Hear what I say? Even under pressure. Because you know the devil will put you under pressure. Make you say, I don't know how I'm going to make it. Hold your position. And say, I'm going to make it through the grace of God. I'm going to make it. Devil, you lie. It just won't work. Because you know the devil will make you depressed. The devil will give you anxiety. The devil will have you worrying. You need to tell him it just won't work. If he gets you to worrying, then he'll stop your trouble.